Serco, a toxic legacy of service delivery failure. As The Socialist has previously reported, Serco recently accidentally shared the contact details of 300 contact tracers, in breach of its own data protocols. This cock-up is not a one-off. Last year it was fined almost £23 million in a settlement with the Serious Fraud Office over reportedly overcharging the government for offenders' electronic tagging. In 2018, Serco's breast cancer screening hotline failed to issue 450,000 women invitations to attend important screenings. It emerged that the hotline was being run by call handlers with only one-hour training. Also that year, Serco planned to evict hundreds of asylum seekers from private accommodation in Glasgow without court orders. In the summer of 2017, low-paid workers in Barts NHS Trust, members of Unite Union, including Socialist Party members, employed by Serco, were engaged in months of bitter strike action to secure the London living wage. Serco has its fingers in many government contract pies, including running six prisons and an immigration removal centre. Serco posted revenues of £2.8 billion in 2018, and an underlying profit of £93.1 million.